Light ship comes here once every 2,000 years to do the ascension process, and that's for everyone in the universe, but just for us, since it's more of a personal level here, it's here to help us get into our bodies with our spirit so we can take our physical body with us to another higher consciousness. That's the ascension process. And we're going to do some clearings here to help you out with this here. And the first one we're going to do is an entity clearing. So if you'd like to just take note of the bottom of your feet, we'll work there first and work up to your ankles right now. We're doing both sides at once here. And moving our way up to our knees now. So what you might feel is energy is leaving your body. You might feel warmth come in as we bring your spirit back to you, which will be in a few minutes here as we release these entities. And these are emotional bodies of people who passed on. And they're being released now. Now we're up to your waist area. And they're being released now. Now we're moving up. Oh, solar plex area here. Going up to your heart center. Now we're going up to your throat and shoulders and going down the arms. And going up to the neck and your head. So again, just kind of take a note. If you have a problem, maybe a physical pain, kind of focus on that. And we'll take away the entities if there are any attached there right now. Remember, they come to us in pain. When we have pain, they resonate to that pain themselves. That's how they kind of get triggered to find us here. Or if we get angry with somebody, an argument, or we drink too much alcohol or take drugs that alter our mind consciousness, at that point they come in too. Remember, your spirit's there to protect you. And if you take something that alters your consciousness, then it can't be here to protect you. And all of a sudden, that's where they come in. So without your spirit, we're kind of helpless here to protect our body temple. And we must be fully conscious in order to do that. So we're taking these away right now. There we go. And we're going to bring more of your spirit to you now. Again, just sit back and relax. Nothing for you to do, and just feel the energies as your spirit comes into your body. You might feel warmth somewhere, maybe tingles. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as you come in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That feels very good. Next, we're going to do a chakra alignment. And go to your heart centers here and reposition that energetic energy into all of your invisible bodies right now. So we're lining all these up for you here. There we go. Heart chakra looks good. And going up to your throat chakra. Good. Third eye. Good. We're just moving this chakra around so that it's now facing the proper direction and the right orientation with your body. Here we go. Going back down now to your power chakra. Good. And second chakra, that's around your navel. Your creativity. Good. And first chakra, base of your spine. And that's good. Here we go. We're going to do an opening now. So if you're in a quiet location, you may want to have this done for yourself. And we'll go body width with your chakras. So if you haven't done this before, you may feel a big surge of energy coming into your body, which is the healing energy from your spiritual energy. So here it comes. Heart chakra, opening it up. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra. Spin, 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 open. And third eye, spin, 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 open. Going back down now to our power chakra, solar plex area, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. First chakra, spin, 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 open. Okay, we'll do the mind to heart drop next. So again, think of your awakening consciousness. And we'll just say that's in your forehead, in, say, your brain, if you want to use that terminology, where we think from. This is how you run your daily life with your thoughts. You want to drop this energy down into your heart center so you can have communion with your spirit. And what will eventually happen to you if you do this exercise quite often, which you can do yourself quite easily, you're going to find that you're more heart-centered, which means that your thoughts are coming from your chest area around your heart, and you'll be getting more guidance from your spirit this way. This is why we do this all the time. So it's good to do this continuously if you can, you know, a few times a day at least, and it'll get you out of the mind energy and get you into your heart where your true guidance is. So the exercise is very simple. Just think of your forehead, your awakening consciousness, your thought that you're having right now as your mind is thinking, listening to me. And we're going to drop that down into your heart. So your mind energy, we'll call it the 10th floor of the elevator here. And the first floor is going to be your heart. We'll just drop you down. And if you're really sensitive, you may want to just look at this here. You might actually feel energy dropping each time I count from 10 to 1. As this energetic body, your mental body starts to drop down to your heart. So here we go. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, we'll put some music on here so you can just kind of relax a little bit, connect with your spirit, and ask some questions. kind of had a request here for relationship healing. That's a little hard to do because the person could have given you trauma. That'd be stored in your trauma body. Could be in your feeling body. Could be in your heart center with energies. It could be definitely in your chakras. It could be a person that you're involved with sexually. So that could be all in your second chakra, even the other ones too. If they try to control you, that could be in your fifth chakra. So there's a lot to just a relationship clearing. And so I'm a little, I'll do a separation here of a person's energy for you. So this may help you, but it goes much deeper than just one magic healing here that, you know, takes about 2 minutes here. It could be very, very involved as people cord into you and get, you know, entwined with you. So if it's a big problem, you're going to need probably more than one session with me to help this situation out. So think of a person now, just one person, and we're going to disconnect that person from your chakras, and we'll just see if that helps or gives some relief here. And here we go. We're going to take their energy that they gave you, corded to you, we'll say, from your sixth chakra, releasing it now from the fifth. It's released, fourth release, third release, second release, and first release. So their energy should be out of your energetic system in the chakras. Remember, you still may have memory in your body for this person too. And now we're going to do a clearing of energy that you gave them, the same person. And so this energy is what you gave them from your energetic system freely. And you can still be attached to them, quartered to them, just like they quartered you. Same process. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, there we go. And let's see what we have on fast chat here. We'll do a clearing on fears. That's a nice clearing. Ed requests that. So we're going to go back on fears. We'll go back 5 years. We'll just see what happens here. So I'd like you just to maybe think of a fear that you may have. And you may have more than one. And we'll just see how this clearing works for you. Remember, I need to go over your whole life to actually eliminate all these here. But this may help you, give you some reprieve here. And these are just sample clearings that will show you that you may need this clearing or not if you feel anything happening to you. Here we go. 5 years ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 years ago, a lot of density there from someone out there. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 years ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 year ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And this year, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And we have a request here for, I guess, clearing on money blocks. That gets to be a little difficult, too. What we'll do is bring in an energy that may help you with this here. So I'm going to just bring in an energy from the light ship for abundance for you. And you can just see how you resonate with that. So like everyone, if you would, to scroll down on Creation Lightship page here. Just click on it if you don't know where it is. And scroll down about an inch, you're going to see a beautiful light beam there. And this light beam will be energized right now. And we'll bring in some energy of abundance. But the abundance energy, like all the source energies, there's no emotional energy to it. So if you bring in love energy, you're not going to feel this love of like meeting somebody for the first time in your life and falling head over heels. The energy that does not have any physical emotional content to it. What you probably would feel, though, is a peace. And this energy of abundance that we'll bring in is going to resonate with you on maybe different levels of consciousness and attempt to balance it for you. So we're going to bring in the beautiful energy from the light being here. And she's coming in right now. If you wish to watch her, you can. You can also bring in the energy, the picture of the Creation Lightship insignia, too. That will also work for you. So here we go, coming in. And this will be, looks like three female energies coming. They come in threes also. and the meals come in threes. On the show on Friday night, we brought the meals in. I enjoy bringing the meals in. They really do quite well on healing. So here comes the females. And you may see the picture change a little bit. You might see the colors change. You might see it become more three-dimensional. All these take place. And you're going to more than likely actually sense your heart opening up here and this beautiful calmness of peace and tranquility come over your body. Okay, and now we're going to bring in the divine energy of abundance. And that could indicate or be like money energy to you possibly, but they don't see or use money the same way that we perceive the energy down here. So here we go. Here comes this energy of abundance. And it's up to you to kind of categorize that, but you will feel peace in your body during this process here. So I'll just put another song on for you here, and you can enjoy the music. And just kind of concentrate on your abundance quotient, whatever that means to you. You may want to have a lot of flowers in your backyard. You may want money. You may want more friends. So there's a lot that is under the umbrella, we'll say, of abundance here. Emotional clearing, and this will help you get back into balance here. Again, we'll go back, we'll just go back this week here for people. We'll go back 5 days, and here we go. So, 5 days ago, so sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day ago, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, little rough here. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today, sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. And I'll do a feeling body. This is like the other side of the coin of the emotions. Some people live in their feelings more than the emotional body. And some people live in both. So here we go. And that some people may actually live in neither one and live more in their mental. Here we go. 5 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 4 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And yesterday, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And today, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. So to a real mental person, after doing these clearings of fear, emotions, and feeling, that type of person may not feel anything. I'm wondering why they're even listening to the call here. But it is working for you, whether you actually sense it or not. So just stay on the line here, and these healings will work for you. What you will find is if you don't feel anything, you will actually find your life changing for the better, maybe after, you know, a month or more, just by listening to the sample healings that I do here. And, you know, what I say is the most important thing you can ever do is do your emotional clearing. That way it really sets you apart and gets you into the moment. But for the person who doesn't feel anything, and that's typically men, I feel that 1% of the men can feel, and women are about 50-50. So if you're out there listening and you feel something, wonderful. But if you don't, it's working anyway. Don't judge it too harshly, because you're just hearing numbers being talked about here, and don't beat yourself up whatsoever. I'm going to do a mental clearing now, and this will actually, in a sense, clear your mind somewhat. It's like defragmenting your home computer, allows you to think a little quicker, a little faster, and does a brain balancing. So same process. We'll go back 5 days. Here we go. Sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 3 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 2 days ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. 1 day ago, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And right now, 6th cleared, 5th cleared, 4th cleared, 3rd cleared, 2nd cleared, 1st cleared. And right now we're going to do a special healing where we're going to be aligning your energetic bodies. There's 108 of these here. And again, you may not feel anything until I hit about 90%. So we're just going to go, say, from 0 to 10% right now. And doing some alignment for all of you here. And it's like if you want to visualize, just think of like telephone poles in a row. You know, one could be turned over sideways slightly or a little bit off. And they all should be in alignment to get the energy in registration here. There we go. Perfect. And we'll go from, say, 10 to 20. Okay, good. And 20 to 30, and there's some density here that I'm picking up. So some of you have had these templates, energy bodies, we'll call it, messed with. So that's done by our thoughts sometimes. And also it's done by the dark side doing things to us. And that's all mind energy anyway, so the dark side typically is mind. Remember, the light only works in the now. It doesn't work in the future for predictions or anything like that. That's all dark side energies that people are reading. And that can be a relief, because you can have a reader read you, and then you know what not to do, because you're following a script. Just like your horoscope. Just put an extra R in there. And unfortunately, that's what we're given here in this lifetime, is a predetermined path for us by the energies of the planets, known and unknown to us. Remember, they're only talking about the initial ones that we talk about on our chart, and there's hundreds of them that can control us. Those are probably just the major ones that people talk about. And these are all dark side energies that were brought here by the wonderful control of the Galactic Federation. How they perpetrated humanity with all this awful stuff of the dark side energies. Perfect. Here we go. We're going from 30 to 40%. And coming in here. Wonderful. Great. And now we're going from 40 to 50. So if you're a little bit sensitive, you might start to feel the energies working right now. Okay, now we'll go from 50 to 60. And yeah, feelings and emotions are different. There's a question, is there a difference? Yeah, there is a big difference on it. It's hard to describe the difference, but they are different energy bodies, and they behave differently. So the emotions would be like the chapter heading of something, like in a book, and then the feeling would be like a paragraph, we'll say, of what actually is happening to you. There we go. So the example would be like you turn the flame on your stove and you put your finger around close to it and your finger gets burnt, and so naturally you jerk back really quick. And you go, wow, that wasn't a good experience, okay? So your emotions catch in there and come up, and they go, well, yeah, you know, I shouldn't be doing that any longer. Well, the feeling body is, well, we're doing the same exercise here, and all of a sudden, man, my finger got a blister on it, and it really, really hurts, okay? So that's stored a little deeper, and that's kind of the difference of the two bodies, in a sense, and then how you actually imprint that inside of yourself. Okay, now we're going from 60 to 70%. Okay, now we're going from 70 to 80. And you should start to feel yourself kind of coming more together. Before, you may have felt like you're scattered, like your energy system was all around you, and now you should start to feel like you're becoming very focused and feeling maybe your heart energy more, feeling like you're not so much out of your body. And now we're going from 80 to 90. There we go. And now we'll just count up 91%. So these are the people who are more sensitive, who want to just actually feel this wonderful transformation. 92%, 93%, 94%, 95%, 96%, 97%, 98%, 99%, and perfect. Now you're all in alignment. I'll put another song on. Just sit back and relax again and just sample your body's energy. Stay in your heart center. And you can feel how it is to be in alignment with your invisible bodies. We really don't know anything about until they become out of balance. You always feel when you come back into balance, but you don't know when you go out typically. Thank you. another request here. This is another healing that I can do for you in a special session. We'll do an anger clearing. And here we go. We'll go back to the last 5 days here. When I do these clearings, I do your whole lifetime. From when we start, whenever that would be, going back to conception. Here we go. 5 days ago, sixth chakra cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. I felt my chest tighten up there. Do that one again. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 4 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 3 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 2 days ago. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. 1 day ago. Yesterday. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, first cleared. And today. Sixth cleared, fifth cleared, fourth cleared, third cleared, second cleared, and first cleared. Okay, I'm going to drop everybody down into their hearts, and we'll go to the light ship for a little bit of healing. And here we go. We'll do that process over again. So your forehead is your 10th floor of the elevator, and now we're going to drop down to the first floor in your heart center. So just think of an elevator dropping down floors. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, this part of the show will not work on the archives, but the energy will be there, but you will not be going to the light ship unless you're actually listening to me live during this show broadcast here. So if you wish to bring up some animals or pets with you, you can. People have also brought up flowers, but no people. If you want to bring up a tree or something, you can. It could be even an animal that maybe your neighbor's animal or something like that. That's perfectly fine. And we're getting ready to go up. And like I said, for those of you who want to have first-class window seats, you can right now, and they may have hors d'oeuvres there and some champagne, so we'll see here. But it's only about a second flight here as far as the time here. It's real quick. So here we go. Look out of the windows quickly here. We're going up, and now we're there. Just went up through a beautiful white light tunnel. And now they're doing a wonderful body scan on you, and the animals and pets and whatever else you brought up is now going to the special location for their healing. And we're now having our body scan, like I mentioned. Our spirit is being recreated for us on the light ship in totality. Remember, you have to be whole and complete to have a healing. So up there, this is what happens. Your emotional body and things like that are left back here. The light ship never created the emotional body. It's an earth-based energy, but they do have the genetics of your body. And this is how they reform you, because you're taken up there physically, and they're working with the divine energy that your body was made of. And the emotions do not fall into that category. And we're now going into the room where we're able to select our doctor teams. Again, you're at complete free choice. There's many different types of beings there. Some may look like us, some may not. There's minerals there, crystals. There's like dolphins and whales and many other types of life forms. Right now we're going into a beautiful room. This room has a lot of violet energy. And we'll bring in the energy also of Saint Germain. And we'll have him come down here along with the violet energy so we can experience that. And I'll just increase the energy for us here so we can feel that energy. And again, this is all heart-based healings. You have to connect to your heart. That's a must. And stay in your heart center. And if you wish to connect with the divine beings that's doing healing work, this is how they're going to come to you, in your heart. If you try to find them in your mind, they will never exist there, because the mind energy is the darkness energy. Okay, here's Saint Germain coming. You may feel the presence in your room right now, and also the beautiful violet energy that he is known to brought in here. music on. I'll just let you experience the exact energy of Saint Germain. This is his first spirit energy of his creation. And we know this energy here of this person as Saint Germain. Go into another room. This is a room which is the centrifuge room. This one is very popular. We do this a lot on the conference calls. So if you're interested in having a much better experience, we'll say, or longer experience, put it that way, you might want to get on the conference call. This we also do on the once a month call that we have on Saturday, which is a 4-hour light shift healing. The centrifuge room is a beautiful room. It has silver walls on it, much like mirrors, about 3 inches wide. The room is about 10 foot in diameter, the dome ceiling. This is where you can release energies from you. So if you have any addictive patterns that you want to release, negative thought forms, negative patterns, anything like this here, it's going to start to release them from you. And I'll bring in the lack energy down here. And the lack energy might feel a little heavy for some of you. Depends how big your issue is that you're dealing with. So I just want you to focus on one issue right now, and it could even be a physical problem with your body. Remember, these are all thought energies that we pick up down here, and the thoughts can manifest into our life either physically or even emotionally. So think of your one particular area that you want to work on. I'm going to bring in the lack energy. Here it comes. So stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. This is your best friend, the lack energy. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and just keep thinking of the thought that you have, and you may actually feel energies leaving your body. Maybe your whole body can take these energies into you of what you're dealing with and could be stored anywhere. Thank you. black energy resonates with everything that's not of the light. Basically, it's not judgment. Anything that we judge turns into this dense energy, and the black energy knows how to release it from us. And here it comes more, stronger, stronger. Keep thinking of what you want to have released from you. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Feel the lack energy working wonderfully with you, and this lack energy knows all about anything that's negative with us, and it resonates with that and it releases it from you. This is why the lack energy comes in. We're now going to do another type of healing in a different room. We're going into one of the crystal rooms, and this room has the golden quartz crystals. These are very large, a lot of clusters there. Most of the crystals are about 6 foot high, probably a base on them of maybe about a foot or so. So if you kind of visualize that, you might want to do that. If not, this is where you are, and you're levitating now. We're bringing this golden crystal energy down here for us to experience. So here it comes. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And again, request your healing. Just request one thing. This is just a short session here. And again, if you feel perfectly fine, then just naturally ask for a tune-up. They will oblige you with that too. And they'll work on what you don't necessarily want, but what you need right now. This is how they work with all their sessions. Same time, we're going into one other location, and this room is a lot of people's favorites. It's a room that you can release physical body pain. So again, request your healing right now if you have any pain in your body. And we're in this beautiful room. It's full of many different types of modalities, and you're at free choice to select the type of modality that these light beings are using. Some people like to put their hand on their body where the pain is. That's kind of up to you, but just request inside of your head, in your heart too, and request in your heart, maybe in your head, in your heart. one other room, and this is where the golden whales are. It's a large, like, swimming pool. The water is silver, sparkles like diamonds, and the golden whales are coming, and they're here. If you'd like to put your hand in front of your body here, maybe about a foot out, you're going to feel the presence, the energetic life form of the whale down here. You may want to move your hand from left to right, up and down, and just see how the skin feels of the whale. It's just beautiful. And again, request healing with these beautiful, divine, golden whales. Remember, you're on the light ship in physical form, just like you're dressed right now. You're in two places at once. One final room. This room is really going to help us with our immune system. So if you do have a problem, you might find your body temperature heating up a little bit. We're in this wonderful room. There's many different colored lights shining around us and through us, through all of our different energetic bodies. And again, you can request healing. And we'll see you back in about a minute here. Then we'll be coming back from the light ship. That we've been in so far on the light ship. The energies are still working with us because we're out of time, and we're in the time of the creation light ship now as we're up there, and they can stretch time out a whole bunch for us here. We're slowly getting ready to come back here. So we're going down the long hallway. On the right side, it's a gentle curve. You can look out through the windows and look upon the universe. Now we're going into the special room, which is the orientation room, and our doctor teams are now meeting us, talking with us, telling us what they found that could be wrong with us, what they worked on. We can ask them any questions now, and you'll bring that information back to you if you can somehow. Some people will actually get it in their dreams, or you have conscious awareness. It's kind of up to you, and all the healings are between you and the light being doctors. We're now going into the transporter room, and our flowers and animals and pets are now joining us now. And we're getting ready to come back, so they're putting around us this beautiful white light tunnel again. And you probably have the same seat you came up on, so here we go. We're coming back down, and now we're here. So for some people, they have a little, they're in bliss so much, they have a hard time kind of moving sometimes because they're so relaxed, and that's perfectly normal. Now, what I will say, we added on the bottom of the page here on BBS Radio, there's a box that if you wish, you can type in your testimonials for healing. I'd like to have that. That's just wonderful. And if you wish to be on our email list, the email list is above that. Just type in your email a couple times there, and you'll get a confirmation to confirm that, and you'll be on our email list. We send out maybe two emails a month. And also, we're having a special event again. We had it a couple weeks ago, a question and answer time for the light ship. People could ask questions and also share their healings. So we're having that again on the 11th, which will be a week from tomorrow, on a Tuesday. It starts at 5:30 Pacific Standard Time. And if you wish the number, I'll give it to you right now if you have a pencil and paper. I probably should have warned you ahead of time, but you can listen to the other shows and we'll give the same number out. So the number is 646-519-5800. That's 646-519-5800. And they'll request a PIN number, and that's 5303. And you could also email me if you wish, and I can give that information to you. I'm going to do one other healing here. We had a request on here to do, let's see here. Maybe it's off my screen. Let me see. Yep, it's gone. We'll do a healing here for everyone. Let's do a healing for grace in their life. So we're going to have the light being transmit this grace energy. This would be like peace and grace as a combination here. And here comes the energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And like I tell everybody, the most important session you can ever have with me is the emotional healing. And what that does, it takes away the traumas that you've experienced in this lifetime. Remember, we have traumas daily here, and they get stored inside of us. And then our poor body has to release them. So it brings to you different events, different people, maybe different places, but kind of the same theme. And so you want to have that healing if you really want to work on yourself. It takes up to about an hour to do. And I go from this moment in time when I start with you back to your conception in the womb. And it heals your spirit of all these emotional energies. Remember, after you pass on from here, if it wasn't in this same time frame right now, we'll just talk about 50 years ago, it would take about 50 years to clean out your spirit before you would come back in here again to incarnate. So the spirit has to be put back into spiritual balance. So this does it instantly. And your healer is your spirit, so if your healer is wounded anyways, especially through emotions, it can't really heal you. So this is what one of the benefits. So it's actually three clearings in one. It heals the trauma out of your spirit. It heals the trauma out of your emotional body. And it also heals the same thing out of your physical body. So now you're able to accept the healing from your spirit. And it puts you more into the moment. Most people who have had this clearing are completely freed up of their past. They can look upon situations and say, well, I've been there, done that, and I'm moving on. If you don't have the clearing, if you look upon your life in the past, you're going to see everything that's happened to you, and it'll be like a life review as you keep looking, and it could take you years to even look at your whole life. And so this is all traumas that are stored on top of each other, and basically this is why the poor physical body dies at an older age, because it has so much density in it, because it wasn't dealt with during your whole lifetime. So this is a chance to become reborn again. This is probably the phrase, you know, being reborn again of the spirit, because your spirit's brand new again. You look upon your past life and it's gone. You see all the beautiful events that happened. If it was negative, at that point, there's no charge on it. You look at it and it's gone. The charge is gone. The event is still there. The light ship will never take away your experience of a situation, because that's why you're here, to experience. But they will take away the trauma. And it puts you into a state of mind of complete freedom from the past. And you can move forward in your life wonderfully and use your past to build upon. Because remember, you did experience life here. And your life experiences while you're here, to enjoy using the energy of your spirit to do manifestations and the creation of whatever you're doing. You're not here to suffer the traumas that you have. That's the dark side energies, unfortunately, that stay with you. And this is why your body is not a light body, because it's holding density. And your spirit cannot and will not come into the densities of the emotions. So if you're filled full of emotional traumas, your spirit can never help you because it can't go there. This is what this show is all about, is to get you more into your body with your spirit so you can become a spiritual being. So I'll just say blessings to all of you. It's time to go. And have a wonderful evening. And the light beam will be activated for maybe the next half an hour. So just watch her if you wish. So blessings. And see you on Wednesday.